This is the Pundits Podcast, sponsored by BetBright. Let's talk about Mesut Ozil, the great lightning rod of the Premier League. He's in the news at the moment because he's not signed a new contract to Arsenal still. He's only got a year left on his contract. Something Arsenal should sell him. He's the highest earner at the club at the moment. Something Arsenal should pay him what he wants to keep him. I've never come across a player who seems to divide opinion as much as Mesut Ozil. So which is it? Is he underrated, overrated, or is he rated just right?
It's a really odd one. It's a really, really odd one. I mean, especially in the context of the current Premier League, where any player who seems to have performed at any kind of level in the last couple of years is worth, you know, tens of millions of pounds. Uh-huh. He's not got an awful lot of time left on his contract. He's been very, very good, 60-odd goals and assists in the last 2 years. But doesn't seem to have really been exceptional for Arsenal. Doesn't seem to be attracting a huge amount of interest. And there aren't that many other clubs that can afford to buy him out.
Well, that's the thing, you know. Alexis Sanchez is the other one whose contract is running down, and yet there seems to be this battle among Europe's clubs for him, Manchester City leading the chase for him. But you look at Mesut Ozil, and he's been linked with absolutely no one. That doesn't really say a lot about him, really.
Yeah, I mean, Tom's absolutely right. He's a bit of a... It's weird what his situation... I think the best way to describe it is that he's maybe a little overrated as a player, but Arsenal fans don't really appreciate him, I think. That's the weird kind of answer I'd give.
Arsenal fans appreciate any of their players?
Well, here's the thing. I think a large part of it is because of Arsenal. I think players like Ozil and Sanchez, I mean, the Arsenal fans were so quick to jump on Sanchez's back, even though he's clearly the best player by a country mile, I think. I think Sanchez is a much better player than Ozil, but yeah. I think the problems that Ozil has at Arsenal is because he's playing in a team like Arsenal. He gets accused of taking it lightly since he left Real Madrid. That's nonsense. His goals to game ratio is quite almost identical to what it was at Real Madrid. And although Real Madrid fans might not appreciate this, I think it's a lot easier to score goals in Spain than it is in England, at least in the current setup. So I don't think he's dropped off since he's went to Arsenal. His stats are quite comparable to other attacking midfielders in the league. Christian Eriksen, for example, has almost got identical stats to him. The only difference is that Eriksen has, you know, 7 or 8 more assists because, in my opinion, he's got more goal scorers in his team. Arsenal have, Walcott, when you take away Sanchez, Giroud, when they can be bored playing him. But Eriksen has players like Son, he's got players like Dele Alli, and he's obviously got Harry Kane. So I think Ozil's problems at Arsenal, they're not really his, it's the team.
I agree with you to a certain extent. I think his statistics are very good. However, having watched him at Real Madrid, I think the one thing that he has suffered a decline in is the big games. And at Arsenal, and maybe that is another Arsenal thing, because Arsenal don't tend to put their imprint on big games either. But at Real Madrid, he was reliable in the big games. I remember particularly a Clásico, the one that Real Madrid won the title at Camp Nou. Ronaldo scored the winner. I think it was Ozil that played the pass for that goal. So in the big games, when it mattered most at Real Madrid, he was always there. And at Arsenal, he goes missing in the big games. Does he get picked on a little bit, Ozil? Does he become a bit of a scapegoat almost for the problems that Arsenal have? I mean, and the problems that Arsenal have are plentiful.
A little bit. And I also think there's a... As cosmopolitan as the Premier League has become, there is still this ingrained, you know, English spine. He's not right hard enough. You get stuck in, run around a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, run around a lot, throw yourself about a little bit. If you did that a little bit more, you'd be appreciated an awful lot more. And even, you know, 25 years into the Premier League, there's still this sense that Arsenal don't have an English spine. They don't have guts in the midfield and things like that. And I think he's probably partly... He isn't that sort of player anyway, but partly when they've needed someone like that, and when they needed leaders on the pitch, they tend to have an awful lot of creative players who, if the chips are down, don't tend to haul the rest of them up by their bootstraps and other such cliches.
Has it become a bit of an embodiment of the pro stats and the anti stats kind of camps in football? I mean, the anti-stats will say, as we've already said, he doesn't try hard enough, you know, intangibles, great intangibles like that, and then the pro stats will look at the numbers he puts together. He, more than any other player, I'd say, in world football, seems to embody that debate. And that's a much wider debate than just him.
If you think his stats are misleading, you should see Giroud's. I mean, his goal-to-game ratio is fantastic. But, yeah, I mean, we all know that Twitter is divisive at the best of times. Sorry, people will make their opinion, decide what their opinion is, and then they'll go looking for something to back that up. And for a lot of fans, Mesut Ozil struggles with that. Or they struggle with that with Mesut Ozil because his stats are fantastic. And in my opinion, he's kind of doing exactly what he's meant to be doing at Arsenal within reason. But, you know, as Tom rightfully says, he gets criticised because the team aren't winning big games or because the team aren't showing up against Manchester United or Chelsea. When he is a finesse player, he's a finesse winger or a number 10 who can't really be expected to be sticking the tackles in and dragging Arsenal to wins.
And it's a really, really interesting situation that they've got as well, because this is like the antithesis of how modern football clubs should be run, and especially Arsenal at the moment. But in a lot of ways, for every party concerned, the best thing that they can do is just be hands off for 6 more months. You know, if Arsene Wenger does good business in the summer and Arsenal come back and they're a much better side next season, then Ozil will fit in nicely and he'll be great. And I'm sure there'll be either people interested in him, which is great for him, or Arsenal realise how much they want him and suddenly there'll be a better contract to offer on the table. So if everyone just kind of...
Yeah, well, I was going to say that they are in a kind of strange position of strength, almost, Arsenal, in that, you know, he's the highest earning player at the club already. There's not all that much interest in him. Mm. They can just let him stew for a little bit, as long as a club doesn't come in and, you know, and just see what happens. You know, and as you say, they might get better. It seems like they're quite close to signing Alexander Lacazette for a club record fee, and that brings us on to the point, Stefan, you made about... you know, what goal scorers do Arsenal have? There's a case now that they do have a goal scorer. Is that maybe the kind of signing to get the absolute best out of Mesut Ozil again?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think I'm just batting the same drum here, but I think the problem with Arsenal is they don't have enough good players. They sign, this has kind of been a Wenger policy for a while now, where they sign key players and it's almost like to appease the criticism, but those key players are then, like you said, it starts to show lightning rods because half the fans don't want to criticise Arsene Wenger for what he does. So then you've got players like Sanchez and Ozil stand out as the two obvious ones right now, who are obviously fantastic players and more than good enough to do what Arsenal should be competing for, but they don't, you know. And so players like Lacazette coming in is a fantastic option because they need more goal scorers, no doubt about it.
How is Ozil regarded in Germany? I mean, obviously he's not played in Germany for a while, but he still plays for the national team and has been a key figure for them while they've won the World Cup. Is he one of the first names on the team sheet, or how do they view him over there?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's not without criticism. I mean, any player for Germany, Thomas Müller, for example, is the best example, the most recent world-class player, simply because there's an abundance of talent. Interestingly enough, what he gets criticised in England for, in my opinion, is kind of the opposite of what he does for Germany. You know, off the top of my head, he got a goal against Italy in the semi-finals where he went through after extra time. He got a goal against Algeria in the last World Cup where they almost went out. And again, against Ghana.
So he's a big game player for
Yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Which
well, that's
like
the
complete
thing.
Opposite
he's no different for Germany than he is for Arsenal. But in Germany, in the German team, he's got 10 guys doing their job. So he can show up to score the big goals.
And so is it that he's got better players around him, or does Yogi Löw drill that team better, or what is
it? Well,
it's kind of
both. I mean, Löw's a much better coach and Germany are a much better team
just
than
better
Arsenal. Well, yeah, they are. I mean, there's no denying it. And I think it's, you know, if it's Arsenal fans or anyone else who wants to criticise Ozil, I think, yeah, sure, I'm not saying he's infallible. He's obviously has got his problems, but I think what he does for Germany in big games, in big tournaments, is a perfect testament to the fact that if you put certain players in a system that works, they'll do what they're meant to be doing there. And I think that's something that Arsene Wenger and Arsenal fans who want to criticise them should consider.
Mm-hmm. We're touching on Arsene Wenger there. I feel like the fact that he's not managed to get the best out of Mesut Ozil is a criticism of him as well. And, you know, for so long it was, well, you know, give Arsene Wenger the money to go and sign big players. They went and signed a big player for £45 million. They haven't used him to the best of his ability. Alexis Sanchez as well, I mean, he's probably been their best player, but has he been absolutely stupendously good? And, well, not really, no. So is Arsene Wenger's track record taking an absolute battering when these players who were you know, Ozil was one of the best in Europe when he was at Real Madrid, and now he is this shadow of him for, of his former self, really.
I mean, I'd slightly take issue with the Sanchez, because I think he has been absolutely...
He's been excellent, but I'm just all I'm trying to say, he's not going to win the Ballon d'Or, or
no, but you know, like but I think what, do you know what's interesting with Sanchez? When I think of Sanchez for Arsenal, I think of him tracking back and making a tackle. That's the first thing that comes up for me, and I think that sums it up perfectly.
I mean, I think the criticism of Wenger hasn't necessarily been that he has failed to get the best out of those players individually. It's that he's failed to build teams around them. And I think there have been too many, you know, we touched on that a little bit, there's been too many average signings, or he hasn't seen that he needs a squad, so, you know, it's great going until February, then there's a couple of injuries and the team falls apart and they get knocked out in the Champions League. Like, you know, the first good team they come up against.
The stereotypical Arsenal season.
It happens every single year.
When they come against Bayern Munich, basically.
Yeah, basically. And a failure to kind of build a team around about these guys who should, you know, are amongst the best players in Europe, not just on their day, but have been for a number of years and have plenty of evidence to show that. I think that's the real failure. I don't think it's necessarily that he's failed to manage them. I think they've done enough, but they're players that are very adaptable. They're everything that Wenger would want. And, you know, they chip in goals, they chip in assists. Sanchez in particular gets back and forward, does all that sort of things. But they just haven't moulded a squad and built a team around about them in the way that significantly poorer squads have made the most of their options.
It's maybe part of the issue there that Alexis Sanchez is, I think we're agreed, probably the better of the two players. And in a way, he kind of treads on Ozil's toes a little bit as a central operator. I mean, one of them kind of, especially if Lacazette's going to be playing as the central number nine now, do you put Sanchez out left or in the middle where he's a little bit better? Because they're both better in the middle. You're going to have to force one of them out wide. Considering that, is there a case, maybe, I know we said that Arsenal can play hardball here and just kind of let Ozil stew, but on the flip side of that, is there a case that if they can find a buyer, and I'm looking at PSG because they always seem to be interested in basically every top player on the market, that they should sell him and maybe go and get someone for the right side of the pitch? I'm thinking Riyad Mahrez, who seems to want to leave Leicester, and in that way they might be losing a great player, but they're balancing out that front four a little bit better.
I certainly think that the upshot of this summer, whoever is, I mean, whether it doesn't, no certainty that Sanchez is still going to be there anyway, it might not be that it won't be him that's getting his toes treaded on. I think that the upshot of it is that Arsenal need to have a more balanced 11 for starters. You know, they need a bigger squad anyway, but they don't have a balanced 11. They've not managed to find options that can stretch teams, and they are, you know, for the amount of gifted footballers that they have, they can be quite one dimensional. So I do think there is perhaps that option that moving Ozil centrally might fix it for them. The other point is, as we've touched on, that, you know, they can afford to be play hardball with him. And at 28, it'll be 29 this year, you wouldn't be massively surprised if Wenger takes the decision that, you know, he's got his value, he's only going to depreciate from now on, move him on.
The entire problem, as you say there, oh, can Sanchez and Ozil play together if Lacazette's there? That's the entire problem with this Arsenal situation and the debate around Arsenal. It shouldn't be, can Ozil and Sanchez play together? It should be, can Ozil and Sanchez play with the nine crap players alongside them on the pitch? Arsenal don't need to sell Ozil if they want to go and get Morales or whoever on the right wing. They can get anyone. They've got the money. They don't have to sell Ozil. I think, like Tom said, again, I've just spent the episode echoing your sentiment, but
I am right.
Arsenal have to go out and get a proper central midfield and defence, and then maybe, you know, a goalkeeper in a couple of years.
So are we focusing on completely the wrong problem for Arsenal then? There are more pressing matters at hand if they're to avoid finishing sixth or fifth.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Arsenal are closer to EastEnders than they are to like an actual football team right now, because all people seem to care about is, oh, what's Mesut Ozil doing or what's Sanchez doing, when in fact it should be, what the hell's Arsene Wenger doing and why don't we have a proper defence or certain calls in midfield?
I mean, partly to go turn around on my own point I've made a little bit, the one thing I would say is that losing, if they do lose Sanchez and they do lose Ozil, they have lost their two world-class players. Now, it might be vanity, but, you know, that goes a long way in the Premier League. And to there is a bit of a loss of status that if you don't finish in the Champions League places, but you lose your two superstars, that can hurt. They might end up a better squad, but they just might not be quite as attractive as
so what you're saying is they need to keep them so that they shift as many shirts as
all
possible.
About money.
All those Puma kits need to
marketing
shift off the
needs
shelf.
To fly.
And that's what it all comes down to.
Yeah, at Arsenal, it would seem so.
Thank you for listening to the Pundits podcast, sponsored by BetBright. We'll be back again next week with another episode.